It's Monday morning and it's the first day of Museums and Galleries Week, and I am in the atrium at St Mary's Hospital, and I am with
Lucy Bursko.
And Lucy is sitting in the atrium painting, and she is painting a picture of the chairman of the NHS Central Universities Trusts, and she's also worked on a very interesting project previously. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was?
Yeah, it was a project called Who Cares, and it was put in place by the Whitworth, and it was working with the young people and staff in the teenage psychiatric unit, which is just an annex of the hospital here. Quite a lot of the patients in there are young people with eating disorders. There was a few people who had psychotic problems, and so it was quite an interesting place to work. I went in working first doing murals, and that was based on pieces from the Whitworth collection. So I initially chose a piece by Sophie Boyd, which was called Applause, which was hands clapping, and it was part of the Whitworth's Walls Are Talking subversive wallpaper exhibition, and so I took photographs of the young people's hands and the staff as well, with the staff, and the hands were interacting, so hands clapping, hands shaking, sort of about building relationships with hands, and it was kind of a way of doing portraits of the young people where they recognised themselves, but also it left a legacy, so it wasn't too much about the cohort who were in there at that point, but also it was obviously having to keep the anonymity of the young people as well.
And I mean, I'm assuming that some of these young people had not really, you know, perhaps art wasn't their thing before. I mean, how did they react initially to you coming in and working with them? Were they quite receptive, or?
It was really positive, actually. I can give you an example of that, actually, which was really took us aback. We took the young people into the wallpaper exhibition, and we showed them the Michael Craig Martin piece that was in there, called Manchester Wall, I think. And I had an art activity to do with them there, which was drawing around stencils and working in a similar sort of way, looking at objects as heroic objects. And everybody got on with it, and everybody enjoyed it. And then afterwards, the staff said that there was one girl who'd never, ever done any engagement with craft activities. She refused to do art in the hospital school. So it was a real sort of breakthrough.
Gosh.
So, so straight away we had positive results.
Yeah.
And I think the main thing, though, was sort of improving the hospital environment, and that was kind of why we went in to do these murals, was because it was a very grey environment and not very suited to teenagers, particularly not suited to teenagers who were living there, and it was their home for maybe a few months or even up to a couple of years for some of them. So so just to improve their living environment and make it an environment that was more conducive to good mental health was really important, I think.
And so, having worked firsthand on a project like that, which is, you know, very much about how art and culture can kind of benefit well-being, you've obviously seen that firsthand. And what would you say the kind of, you know, the main benefits of that are, you know, in terms of these young people kind of, you know, working with portraiture or whatever it might be? What do you see as the kind of the real benefits?
I think engaging in art and being in environments that promote art, it really can calm you. It can be, I know in the gallery situation, can be a really calming environment. It can be a stimulating environment. But actually engaging in art practice, it's about offering something that's different, that takes one's mind off one's illness, or makes one proud of the results, really. But my point of view, young people sitting for me as a portrait painter I think can be really helpful to boosting self-esteem. Something very exciting, and it's